All right, turn in your Bibles or your iPhone. Slide in your phone. Exodus chapter 16. Exodus, it's in the New Testament. Nope. Page 6. Somewhere. Exodus chapter 16, it's in the Old Testament. After Genesis, so it's in the beginning. In the beginning, there was Exodus chapter 16. All right, so little backstory of where we're at. Lord spoke to Moses. Know who Moses is? Sure. Moses was going to deliver the Israelites out of Egypt. They were all slaves to the Egyptians at this time. And so Moses, or God through Moses, uses them to escape all of the Israelites, and so they're out in the desert, and they're wandering. And now the Israelites, and we see over and over in the Old Testament, it talks about how the Israelites came back to God, and came away from God, and came close to God, and they kind of ran away and started worshiping idols that they built, and chairs, and rocks, and whatever they could find and discover. They would worship other things, and they kept coming back to God, but then kept coming away. And see, the Israelites experienced these miracles unlike you and I have ever seen. I don't know about you, but any of you stood in front of an ocean? Or a sea? Yeah? Big body of water? Anything, everybody's hands should be up. The lake at camp, right? Any of those? And have any of you seen it actually part in half and you were able to walk across? See, these are the kind of, you're liars. These are the kind of experiences and miracles that these Israelites seen fairly often. Right? They saw water just pour out of this rock in the middle of nowhere. Just water starts shooting out. You ever hit a rock hard enough that water shoots out of it? More liars. But these are the kind of things that they saw all the time. They experienced these miracles, and yet they still had this tendency to run away from God and not believe and get discouraged because they didn't have enough food, they didn't have enough water, their clothes weren't cool enough and bright enough, and they didn't have all the nice new things. They'd find something to get discouraged and upset with God about, and then they'd leave and make a golden calf and worship that and think that that would do something for them. And so they continually wandered around back and forth. And so this is one of the times that they start bickering and getting upset and wishing they would go back and be slaves. Okay, they wanted to go back to Egypt and be slaves again. That's pretty stupid, right? After seeing all these miracles that God has done for them, they started getting upset that they didn't have enough food, and so they wished that they could go back and be slaves. A little bit dramatic, right? So this is at the place that we're at, and the Lord who continuously loved these people who wandered back and forth in and out of love of God, continued to love them anyways, and he says this, then the Lord said to Moses, we're in verse 4 of chapter 16 of Exodus, look, I am going to rain down food from heaven for you. Each day the people can go out and pick up as much food as they need for that day. Say that day. For that day. Say it again. Good. For that day. I don't even know where I am. I will test them in this to see whether or not they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day, they will gather food, and when they prepare it, it will be twice as much as usual. So God's giving them instructions that he's going to send this food, and we find out later it's called manna, which means, what is this? You guys are good listeners. Good job. This came up last week, so I'm glad you remember that. God sent down manna from heaven every single day, that one time in that day, and that was enough to provide for them for that day. Say that day. For that day, it was enough. Right? And so he wasn't giving them enough for the next week, and it wasn't enough from the day before for that day. It was all given to them in that day. And after that, the food would get moldy and there would be maggots in it. Gosh, I just like holding your wrist. There'd be maggots in it. So you didn't want to eat maggot food because that's disgusting. And so you had to have enough in that day and believe that God was going to provide them enough the next day. Right? And so this is where we're at in this story, that God is providing for them. Every single day he's giving them enough food that they need. Right? They gather it all up. They feed their family. They can have as much as they want. Right? They can be completely full on these delicious little wafers. It's like a little wafer. It's like a delicious little treat. He also provided meat for them, right? But every day he would have a meal and it was prepared and it was ready for them in that day and they could gather it, but they could not store it up. They could not store it up for the next day. It wasn't good the next day. It was only good at that time and that moment. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for today. God, we thank you that you love us today. God, we thank you that we are your children and God, that you desire us, that you want to be with us, that you want to speak to us. God, we ask that you would speak your word to us tonight. And truth, God, that we would receive from you, we would hear your heart, and God, we would be challenged and encouraged to grow more and grow deeper in you tonight. In Jesus' name we all pray and said amen. Amen. So he gave them everything that they needed that day, right? It wasn't enough for the entire week. It was just that one time. And they had to trust. And there was a few things that God was trying to show them in this moment, right? By doing this, by giving them manna from heaven, he's trying to teach them something. He even says, I'm going to test them in this. So he's teaching them this. He's teaching them, first of all, that he was the Lord their God and that he was their provider. Okay, because they kept going in and out of who he really was. If he was really God, if he was really there for him, if he was really going to follow through. Right? And so they were questioning that over and over. And so that was the first thing that he's trying to communicate to them is that I am the Lord your God and I will provide for you every single day. And so the next thing that he's trying to teach them is trust. Trust me. Trust that I will give you more tomorrow. Trust that I don't just have enough for today and then tomorrow you're going to starve. You have to trust, you have to have faith, and you have to believe without hoarding up more food, believe that tomorrow there will be more food. Because if you hoard up food today, tomorrow it'll be maggots. You're welcome to eat that, but it'll be disgusting. But the next day I will have more food for you, and that's his promise that every day and that day you will have enough for you to eat, for your family to eat, to have everything you need and even more. And that's what God is trying to teach them and show them is trust me. Trust me in this. Trust that I will provide, that I will follow through. And the last thing I believe that he's trying to teach them, and I believe that he's still trying to teach us, and is for us that we're going to dig deeper in today, is that God is teaching us to live in the moment, to live for today, to not wait around for tomorrow, but to live in today, to not take what we had yesterday and try and bring it into today, but to live for today, to live full of God today, to expect him to move in you today. Right? To expect to grow in him today. Not just waiting for some opportunity way down the road. But living in this day and in this moment. And that's one of the things I believe he was trying to teach them is live in this day. I've given you everything you need today. Embrace that. Enjoy that. And trust in me for tomorrow. So the title of my message is Live for Today and Trust in him for tomorrow. I'm lost. I believe that God still continuously works this way in us. That we have to trust him today. That we have to live in this moment and live in everything that he has for us. That he still, in a way, provides manna for us every single day. He still provides the things that you need for your enjoyment, to show his love to you, to give you gifts, to give you abilities, to give you dreams. He constantly is pouring things into you, giving you opportunities to share the love of Christ, giving you opportunities to grow in relationship with people, right, with his body to stay connected to the church. He's giving you opportunities every single day like manna coming down. And you and me, we need to embrace the things that he gives us today. Not just wait around for tomorrow, but embrace today. I think for us, we're probably constantly, but I think even right now, we're kind of in these in-between stages. We always have these. Where there's something that God did great in our past or recently, and something that we're looking forward to in the future. Or something that we're worried about from the past, or something that we just did the other day that was super embarrassing and we're worried about. It's something that's in our future that we're worrying about, that we're thinking about, that we're hoping for, that we're believing for. We're probably constantly in this stage of being in between. Well, I think for us specifically, we had camp a month ago. Right? It's been over a month since camp started. It's been a month, and God did amazing things in our lives at camp. Amen? He spoke to you. Maybe he encouraged you on something. He challenged you in something. Maybe you felt like you grew in the Lord. You grew in relationship with people. Some of us got saved for the first time. I say some of us because I was one of them. Praise Jesus. Right? Some people got saved. Some people got baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Some of you had great gifts that were poured out over you. We were prophesying over people or praying over people. Right? And God really poured out and you experienced him and you felt him and you knew him and you knew he was real. And maybe you built tighter relationships during that time. But now it's been a month. And it's something that's kind of in our past. And we as believers have tendencies to go from big experience to big experience and then just kind of coast the rest of our lives. We just kind of wait for the next big thing to happen. Rather than allowing those experiences to motivate us and teach us and help us to grow even more, we're kind of just waiting for that next experience or we're coasting from the last one. See, God doesn't want us just to coast from experience to experience. He doesn't want to just give us something yesterday and us just enjoy it for the next couple months. He wants to give you something every single day in that day and in that moment where you're growing, you're being developed, and you're building your character and you're becoming more and more like Jesus. Right? That's what he has for you every day. But we have to learn to embrace that day and not just live off of yesterday and not just live looking forward to tomorrow or worried about tomorrow. See, we got school coming up soon. When is school? Next week. 20th or 26th? 25th? I've heard like three different numbers. 20th? 20th and the 25th for UAA? So that's like a month, right? We're a month from camp and a month away from school. Who's laughing? Yeah, Wade, he doesn't have to go to school. I knew it was someone that wasn't going to school. It's kind of nice, isn't it? But so we're kind of in this in-between of there's something that's coming forward, right? There's something either to look forward to or to worry about. And there's something that was in our past of this great experience that we had. And so my question and my challenge for us is, where are we at right now and what are we doing in this moment? See, are we waiting for the next moment to happen? Are we waiting just to grow in the Lord and hope that one day we're just going to be awesome? Or are we embracing every day and every moment and taking every little opportunity that God gives us as an opportunity to grow? As an opportunity to change, right? If you had this amazing encounter with God and God was challenging you to really grow this year and grow in your understanding of him and grow in not being afraid to share the gospel to your friends, right? Maybe grow in changing some of the habits that you came out of. Well, you have a month before school and before it gets difficult again and before the same routine comes over and over and you have sports and athletics and things that start to take up your time. So what are you doing now to prepare yourself for then? See, God gives each one of us a destiny and a plan and a future. And God doesn't hold back in those plans. He doesn't give you some tiny little plan that you can just get to in one day. He gives you this amazing, elaborate plan and destiny for each one of you individually. And it takes every single day and every day of you trading your life and trading it for Him so that He can pour into you day after day after day. It's not a destination. It's not something you just arrive to at one day and you're like, shoot, here I am. I'm preaching. I'm teaching. I'm an evangelist. You don't just become something great. Right? It's every day trading your life. It's every day embracing every circumstance that God throws at you, that is in your life, that comes up before you. It's even embracing every struggle that you go through, and every temptation, and every hard time. See, God can use those times to challenge you and encourage you and strengthen you. But we got to see those as opportunities for us to grow and us to keep going forward. So what are we doing to grow in this moment, to be in this moment, to live for this day? Some of the hard things about living in today and living in the moment, one thing is that we have a yesterday. Sometimes it's hard to live in today because of yesterday. Because we had a struggle yesterday, because we had some embarrassing moment that you're still dwelling on and thinking about. I'm looking at you guys, but I don't mean you guys. Could have been. Right? Or something that's taking over your mind and it's changing your outcome for today. Or maybe you had such a great experience at camp that since you've come back, you've been kind of lazy and just kind of coasting. Like, well, I did awesome things at camp. I prayed for 12 people. If I take that within a year, that's like praying for one person a month. I should be set. Right? I read my Bible like crazy that week. So I should be good. But what are we doing right now in this moment is what God is asking us. And see, that's why one of the reasons why He put out all that manna to see what are you going to embrace in this moment? Are you going to eat everything today and trust Me for tomorrow? Or are you just going to hope that there's more and not take everything that you have today, or try and hoard what you have today and take it into tomorrow? See, we can't just live by our past experiences and let it take us. Our experiences is what challenge us or should motivate us to go forward and to keep growing. See, that's why we really believe in experiencing God at our camps. We set them up that way, that each person would encounter God and know that He is real and know that He's speaking to you and that He's real in your life. We do that on purpose. We set that up on purpose so that it would motivate you and challenge you to grow in the rest of your year, that you come back on fire for God and excited about what He has for you and excited about all your friends that don't know Jesus so you can start sharing Him to them. Our experiences are called to motivate us to the next day, not just keep us going. That makes sense? Not to just ride our experiences from yesterday. But sometimes it's hard for us to live in today because of what's happened yesterday, because of what we've already achieved. And we don't usually do this on purpose, intentionally. We just kind of naturally do this. We just kind of naturally go into lulls. Because we're waiting for the next thing to happen. We're waiting for school. Well, once school starts, then I'm going to start being crazy for Jesus. Well, I'm just kind of tired and I'm working a lot. Well, I did some great things then. And, you know, I come to GM every week and I can just kind of take it easy and kind of relax. You know, we end up doing that and it pulls us away from our today and away from our moment and away from what God has planned and in store for us for today. Isaiah 43:18. You guys don't have to turn there. I'm reading from the Message. The Message Bible is not a word for word literal interpretation. Okay? It takes a paragraph and it like reinterprets it. So it's not literal word for word, but it's still the Bible. So follow me here. Isaiah 43:18. Forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert, be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert, rivers in the Badlands. Don't just mull over and think about and dwell on what happened yesterday, whether it was a good thing or a bad thing, whether it's something you're worried about or something you were excited about. Right? We need to live today in this moment and allow yesterday to challenge us and shape us for today. But that we don't sit and just think about what happened yesterday, but we expect there's a brand new thing that God has for me today. There's a new person that God's putting in my life today for me to meet, for me to be a blessing to, for me to encourage. There's somebody in my life today that got, that somebody's going to step on my toe. There's somebody today that is going to start investing in me and mentoring me and challenging me, right? There's an opportunity for me to care for somebody who's sad today, right? God gives us opportunities daily, but we have to be living in the moment and expecting that God's going to do something in us today, and God's going to do something through us today. Amen? That's where you say amen. That's good. Amen. And the other thing is we constantly, and you can say you don't, but I don't believe you, we constantly think and dwell and worry about tomorrow. Yes, you do. You said it so quickly. I know you do. We constantly are thinking about things that are coming up, whether it's a good thing or a negative thing, whether it's, you know, a big interview that we have, whether it's a big test that's coming up, whether it's something to look forward to that you're going to, an adventure you're going on, the next big event that's coming up, right? You're going back to school. That's super exciting. Right? Whether you have something coming up or something big, some big conversation you're going to have with somebody, or you got to tell somebody that you were wrong and repent. As you cussed at them the night before, you cut them off, flipped them off, you yelled. These are all like violent, outraging acts. That's all that's coming in my mind. Right? Whether it's something hard, a hard conversation you're going to have, there's constantly, there's something that we can worry about and dwell on and think about that's coming up tomorrow or coming up in our future that takes us out of today, that takes us out of this moment today because we're too busy thinking about tomorrow. Last night I was fishing. I was dip netting out on the Kenai. Anybody been Kenai dip netting this year? Yeah. Anybody do any good? Kind of. Nobody did great. You did great? How many did you get? Like 6, 7. So we're coming back last night after dip netting with my whole family, my wife, my kids. We went with the Days, just a couple days, no, a couple people, our friends. It was awesome. We had a great time. But have any of you ever driven with a couple 3-year-olds? It's awesome. Makes it exciting. So a 2.5-hour trip that should be took about 5 hours to get back last night. Because she has to stop and go pee, and Cohen's yelling at us. Yeah, right. Cohen was like perfect the whole time. But Olivia has to pee like 18 times. It's a lot of times. And then she needs you to hold her for a little bit, but she's in the back seat. We're not. We have to stop like 6, 7, 8 times. So we have this long trip, but it was actually an enjoyable trip. It was fun, believe it or not. It was still a lot of fun. She's crazy, but she's super sweet, and it's cute to hear her whining about things. But anyway, so I get this text message from a buddy that I know we're gonna meet up the next day, which was today, and it was something that was really weighing him down. I can just tell through the text there's something going on, and so I started thinking about it. I started worrying about it because I knew he wouldn't text me unless it was a big deal, and come to find out it was, and so. I'm really like worried about this, and it's not even anything that I did. It's not about me. It was about him, but I start worrying for him. I start trying to think about what it could be and think about all these things. And then I start to realize in that moment that I'm taking myself away from my family and dwelling on what could happen tomorrow. And I'm worrying about what could happen tomorrow. And there's no way of me fixing it by thinking about it. There's no way of me changing the outcome by dwelling on it. But I keep thinking about this, and I praise God it didn't take me super long, but I realized what I was doing, and I stopped, and I told my wife, I said, babe, I'm sorry, I'm worrying about this, and it doesn't have anything to do with you or with us, and there's nothing I can do about it to change it right now. And I chose in that moment to be in that moment with my wife and with my kids and enjoy that time and have a good conversation with them and not just be dwelling and worrying about something else that I can't even control and can't even contain. I know we go through these things a lot where we have something that's on our mind that's worrying us. But when we do that and we're constantly dwelling on it, it takes us out of that time and out of that moment. And we're worrying about something that we cannot fix in that time or that place. And what we're doing is we're not trusting God in that situation. We're trusting our thoughts of somehow our thoughts are going to manipulate the conversation to make it happen or make something better. But we're taking ourselves away from those moments, those times. And see, God's called us to be present today. God's called us to live in this moment and not worry about tomorrow. And allow tomorrow to worry about itself, but to be in today and to see the opportunities that God places in front of us. And I had an opportunity to grow with my wife and to have a great conversation together and us to have a good trip. I could have just thought about that the entire time, have my wife mad at me, and then have another thing to worry about later. Yeah, that would suck. I've done that before. But see, we need to grasp those opportunities and not worry about the things that we cannot contain and cannot control for our future. Matthew 6:31. I'm coming down a ways. There's a whole scripture in there about the birds and the bees. You know, the birds and the lilies and how God feeds the birds every day. And how much more precious are us, his children, than the birds. The birds eat every day. And so then he says this, so don't worry, in this verse 31, Matthew 6. So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat, what will we drink, or what will we wear, ladies? Couple guys. Justin. I heard someone else say it. What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all of your needs. Seek first the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously so that he will give you everything that you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. God wants us to live in today, not allow tomorrow to pull us away from today, right? Not allow worrying about tomorrow affect our today, but embracing the moments and embracing the things that God's called you to today. How can I grow today? How can I be a blessing today? Instead of waiting for something big to happen down the road, what can I do today? Right? Every day we wake up, we should be asking God, God, what do you want to do through me today? What do you want to challenge me in today? And then you start seeing when you're getting super impatient and upset easily. Maybe God's trying to challenge you and trying to grow you in something, trying to shape you in something. And use everything as an opportunity, like little pieces of manna coming down in front of you every day. What are you going to do to shape today to make tomorrow even greater? Right? Your destiny doesn't come all at once. It comes for you every day, picking up those little pieces of manna. And embracing that moment and embracing that day and embracing a challenge. Having somebody in your life that's mentoring you constantly in your life, shaping you, growing you. That you're constantly seeking the Lord and you're reading your word. How are you growing every day? When we live only waiting for tomorrow, we miss out on today. We miss out on those opportunities that God has for us today. Philippians 4:6, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that we can understand. When we, in that moment, instead of worrying about it, instead of dwelling on it, when we give that to God, God gives us a peace that we can't even understand. And in that moment, We're telling God, God, I trust you for tomorrow. I trust that you're going to take this situation from me. I trust that you're going to do something great through me. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm not dwelling on tomorrow. I'm living today. God, what are you going to do through me today? Psalm 118:24. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice in today. God has made each and every one of you for significance, for excellence, to be great, to be a light, to be an example, to be a leader amongst people around you, right? To invest in others, to impact others. But it takes you every day enjoying and embracing that moment and going after people. Don't wait around for something great to happen. Don't wait for next camp to happen for you to encounter God again. You can encounter God in your bedroom by yourself. You can encounter God every Thursday night, every Sunday. It's how you choose to live your life. It's how you choose to allow God to speak into you and to speak through you and to use you, right? What are you doing daily to be challenged and to be growing? Don't wait for tomorrow. Grow today. Be an example today. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Live in this moment. Live for today. God gives us everything that we need. It's just like that manna. Every single day, you just have to grab a hold of it and go after it. Will you stand with me? I believe God wants to challenge us in this, that we would be people of today. And this is not saying don't plan anything, right? Don't prepare for tomorrow. But it's when we start worrying about things and we start dwelling on something that takes us out of today, we start to miss the opportunities God lays around us. And it's when we start dwelling on what happened yesterday, or even dwelling on the sins of yesterday that you had. See, God says, forget that behind and come to me right now, and I have something great for you today. Will you guys pray with me? Father, we thank you for today. God, we thank you that you have a plan and a destiny for us today. God, we thank you, God, that you are constantly pouring out. And Father, we just want to learn how to be receptive to what you have, God. We want to learn to pick up those pieces of manna and live in this moment and live for today and hear your voice today and grow and be challenged to grow in everything that you give us. God, we want to be more and more like you. And God, we know that you're working in our hearts, and God, you're continuing to pour out. Father, we thank you for today. We embrace this moment and ask that you would just protect our minds and protect us from worry and doubt and insecurities, God, and that we would just turn to you today in this moment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, you guys are blessed today. Love seeing you guys every week, and we'll see you next week.